This is Unit 15 of Pimsleur's Tagalog.
Pakinggan ang usapang Tagalog na ito.
In the conversation, you will hear,
Wala kang pesos eh.
The
eh
at the end is somewhat like the English, well. So the statement means something like, well, you don't have any pesos.
Pakinggan.
Gusto kong bumili ng kanin at kape.
Wala kang pesos eh. Ilang dolyar meron ka?
6 na dolyar. O 7 dolyar lang. Bigyan mo ako ng pesos, please.
Eto, 250 pesos. Magkano ang pera mo ngayon?
Hindi ko alam, pero maraming salamat.
Pakinggan ulit.
Gusto kong bumili ng kanin at kape.
Wala kang pesos eh. Ilang dolyar meron ka?
6 na dolyar. O 7 dolyar lang. Bigyan mo ako ng pesos, please.
Eto, 250 pesos. Magkano ang pera mo ngayon?
Hindi ko alam, pero maraming salamat.
Imagine you're making plans with a friend. Ask her, do you have dollars?
Mayroon ka bang dolyar? Mayroon ka bang dolyar?
Do you remember how to ask, how many?
Ilan? Ilan?
Ask, how many dollars do you have?
Ilang dolyar mayroon ka? Ilan? Ilang dolyar? Ilang dolyar mayroon ka?
How would your friend answer, I have a lot? Literally, a lot, I.
Marami ako. Marami ako.
I have a lot of money.
Marami akong pera. Marami akong pera.
Say, all right, let's eat.
Sige, kain tayo.
She asks, when? Now?
Kailan? Ngayon?
Say, later at 9 o'clock. Let it not be now.
Mamayang alas 9. Huwag ngayon.
It's lunchtime now. How does she say, I can't tonight?
Hindi ako pwede mamayang gabi. Hindi ako pwede mamayang gabi.
Here's how to ask, can you tomorrow?
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Pwede ka ba bukas? Pwede ka ba bukas?
Now try to guess how you'd answer. Yes, I can tomorrow.
Oo, pwede ako bukas. Oo, pwede ako bukas.
A question with can you is commonly answered with only one word, meaning I can. Say just can.
Puede. Puede ako bukas.
She asks again, can you tomorrow?
Puede ka ba bukas? Puede ka ba bukas?
Tell her briefly that you can.
Puede.
Now imagine you're getting a drink at a cafe with some friends. Ask the server if she has coffee.
Mayroon ka bang kape?
How does she tell you that she has no coffee?
Wala. Wala akong kape. Wala akong kape.
She says, but I have beer.
Pero meron akong beer.
Ask, don't you have coffee?
Wala ka bang kape? Ba, hmm? Wala ka bang kape?
All right, give me beer.
Sige, bigyan mo ako ng beer. Sige, bigyan mo ako ng beer.
Here's how to say, I'm giving you $6.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Bigyan kita ng $6. Kita. Kita. Kita ng. Bigyan kita ng $6. Kita
means I to you. Say, I'm giving you $6. Literally, give I to you of $6.
Bigyan kita ng $6. $6. Bigyan kita. Bigyan kita ng $6.
But you miscounted your money. Say, here you are, $4.
Eto, $4. Apat. $4.
I'm giving you money.
Bigyan kita ng pera. Bigyan kita ng pera.
She asks, don't you have any pesos?
Wala ka bang pesos? Wala ka bang pesos?
You've been shopping and have no money left. Thankfully, one of your friends says, I have pesos.
Mayroon akong pesos. Mayroon akong pesos.
Meaning a specific amount, ask, how many pesos do you have?
Ilang piso mayroon ka? Ilang piso mayroon ka?
She says, I have 8 pesos.
Mayroon akong 8 piso. 8 piso.
Another friend says, and I have $4.
At mayroon akong $4. At mayroon akong $4.
Say to the first friend, give me 6 pesos.
Bigyan mo ako ng 6 piso.
Give me 7 pesos.
Bigyan mo ako ng 7 piso. 7 piso.
How does she say, I'm giving you 5 pesos?
Bigyan kita ng 5 piso. Bigyan kita ng 5 piso.
Ask, how many? 9?
Ilan? 9? Ilan? 9?
She changes her mind and answers, no, 6 only.
Hindi, 6 lang.
6 pesos only.
6 piso lang. 6 piso.
Another friend says, I'm giving you 4 pesos.
Bigyan kita ng 4 piso.
Another puts money on the table saying, Here, 9 pesos.
Eto, 9 na piso. Siyam.
Try to say, it's 3 only.
Tatlo lang. Tatlong piso lang.
Now she asks how much the total is.
Magkano lahat?
You tally up the money and say 10 pesos is the total.
10 piso lahat. 10 piso lahat.
Now the server returns with all your drinks. Placing one on the table, she says, for you.
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Para sa iyo. Iyo. Sa iyo. Para. Para sa iyo.
How does she ask the next person, for you?
Para sa iyo? Para sa iyo?
Here's how to say, for me.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Para sa akin. 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 Para sa akin.
Say, for me.
Para sa akin. Para sa akin.
She says, the beer is for you. Literally, for you the beer. Try it.
Para sa iyo ang beer. Para sa iyo ang beer.
Say, for me.
Para sa akin.
The server puts the beer in front of you and says, here, 1 beer.
Eto, 1 beer. Eto, 1 beer.
Say, thank you very much.
Maraming salamat. Maraming salamat.
The next drink is for Isagani. For Isagani.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Para kay Isagani. Kay. Para kay Isagani.
Placing the drink on the table, she says, for you.
Para sa iyo. Para sa iyo.
Say, no, for Isagani.
Hindi, para kay Isagani. Para kay Isagani.
One friend asks, for me?
Para sa akin? Para sa akin ba ito?
How did she ask, is this for me?
Para sa akin ba ito?
Say, no, this is for Isagani. You'll say, no, for Isagani, this.
Hindi, para kay Isagani ito. Hindi, para kay Isagani ito.
Say to the server, thank you very much.
Maraming salamat.
Another day, you and some friends are shopping for souvenirs. Do you remember how to say, in pesos?
Sa piso.
Ask, how much is this?
Magkano ito?
How much is this in dollars?
Magkano ito sa dolyar? Sa dolyar?
The vendor answers, $8.
Walong dolyar.
Say to your friend, give me $5.
Bigyan mo ako ng limang dolyar.
She answers, I don't want to.
Ayaw ko.
Then she says, but I'm giving you $3.
Pero bigyan kita ng tatlong dolyar.
How does she ask? Is this for Liwayway?
Para kay Liwayway ba ito? Para kay Liwayway ba ito?
Or for you?
O para sa iyo? Para sa iyo?
Answer, this is for me.
Para sa akin ito. Para sa akin ito.
Now, how would you invite your friend to dinner after sunset tonight?
Kain tayo mamayang gabi. Kain tayo mamayang gabi.
Ask her, can you?
Pwede ka ba? Pwede ka ba?
How would she answer? I can.
Puede. Puede ako.
But she has other plans. How does she say, not possible? Literally, not can.
Hindi puede. Hindi puede.
I can't.
Hindi ako pwede. Hindi ako pwede.
Do you remember how to ask, with whom?
Kasama nino? Kasama nino?
Now your friend has picked up a souvenir. Here's how to ask, for whom?
Pakinggan at ulitin. Para kanino? Kanino? Para kanino?
Ask, for whom?
Para kanino? Para kanino?
Try to ask, for whom is this?
Para kanino ito? Para kanino ito?
For you?
Para sa iyo? Para sa iyo?
She says, not for me.
Hindi para sa akin. Hindi para sa akin.
Not possible.
Hindi pwede.
Now you're in a cafe with friends. Ask the server if she has coffee.
Mayroon ka bang kape?
Again, a common way to answer this kind of question affirmatively is to just say the word have. It's like saying, I do have. Listen again to the question, then answer it affirmatively.
Mayroon ka bang kape?
Mayroon. Mayroon.
Now say, I have.
Mayroon ako.
Ask the server if she has beer.
Mayroon ka bang beer?
How would she say, have, I have?
Mayroon. Mayroon ako. Mayroon. Mayroon ako.
How would she say, none? I don't have any.
Wala. Wala ako. Wala. Wala ako.
But she does, and now she brings your drinks. How does she ask, for whom is this?
Para kanino ito? Para kanino ito?
Indicating one of the women, say, this is for Liwayway.
Para kay Liwayway ito. Para kay Liwayway ito.
She's not sure which, so she asks again, for whom?
Para kanino? Para kanino?
Liwayway says, for me.
Para sa akin.
Ask one of your friends if she has dollars.
Mayroon ka bang dolyar?
Suppose she does. What would she say?
Mayroon. Oo, mayroon. Oo, mayroon akong dolyar.
Ask how many.
Ilan? Ilan?
How would she say, I have a lot?
Marami ako. Marami ako.
Suppose she has none. What would she say?
Wala. Wala ako.
I don't have money.
Wala akong pera.
But she does, so you say, all right, give me 9 pesos.
Sige, bigyan mo ako ng 9 na piso.
Thank her very much.
Maraming salamat.
Now you're shopping again. Your friend asks, for whom is this?
Para kanino ito? Para kanino ito?
Answer, for me and for you too.
Para sa akin at para sa iyo rin. Para sa akin at para sa iyo rin.
Pointing to a package you're holding, she asks, this?
Ito?
For whom is this?
Para kanino ito?
Referring to a Filipino friend at home, say, for Maricel.
Maricel. Para kay Maricel. Kay. Para kay Maricel.
Say, you have pesos.
Mayroon kang pesos.
How does she say, all right, I'm giving you pesos?
Sige, bigyan kita ng pesos. Sige, bigyan kita ng pesos.
Say, thank you very much.
Maraming salamat.
Now for some simple arithmetic problems in Tagalog. He's going to ask you to do some addition. For example, he'll ask how much is 2 and 1. You answer with the right number. Let's begin.
Ilan ang dalawa at isa?
Tatlo.
Ilan ang dalawa at tatlo?
Lima.
Ang apat at apat?
Walo.
Apat at dalawa?
Anim.
Tatlo at isa?
Apat.
Anim at tatlo?
Siyam.
Tatlo at apat?
Pito.
Isa at siyam?
Sampo.
Maraming salamat.
And now you'll talk with the woman.
Ngayon, kakausapin mo ang babae.
You're going to talk with the woman.
Kakausapin mo ang babae.
You're in an agreeable mood, so you'll confirm everything she asks you. If she suggests doing something, begin your answer with, "All right, let's." If she asks if you can do something, tell her that you can. Let's begin.
Kain tayo.
Sige, kain tayo.
Kailan? Mamayang gabi?
Sige. Kain tayo mamayang gabi.
Pwede ka ba bukas ng gabi?
Pwede. Oo. Oo, pwede. Pwede ako bukas ng gabi.
Gusto kong bumili ng kape. Bigyan mo ako ng 450 pesos.
Tell her that, all right, you'll give her 450 pesos.
Sige, bigyan kita ng 450 pesos. Sige, bigyan kita ng 450 pesos.
Now ask her what she wants to do tomorrow.
Anong gusto mong gawin bukas? Anong gusto mong gawin bukas?
Gusto kong bumili ng mangga. 4 kilong mangga.
That's a lot of mangoes. Ask for whom? For me or for Maricel?
Para kanino? Para sa akin o para kay Maricel? Para sa akin o para kay Maricel?
Para sa iyo.
This is the end of Unit 15 and the end of today's lesson. We hope you've enjoyed learning your new language. To continue your study of Tagalog using the Pimsleur method, please visit us at pimsleur.com. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2013 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2013 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.